Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 92. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. O Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon. For they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, quote, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him," end quote. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 92 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. Life with God is a better life. This psalm was to be sung on the Sabbath day, the day of rest that is committed to remembering that all days are for the Lord. Life with God is a better life. This is the life we were made to live. The Lord is inviting us into a life that is flourishing and strong, praising His name for all the days of our lives, and beyond. Those who are against God have not prospered, or if they have, it will not endure. This psalm speaks of the importance of a life of worship, lifelong worship, and a longing for the house of the Lord. It is easy to forget that worship is about the Lord. We get upset about the song selection or musical style and forget that the Lord is looking at our hearts. We prioritize other life events above gathered worship with God's people, pulling us away from the refuel that is only found in corporate worship. We ignore the King's command to rest, acting like our lives are busier than the one who keeps the universe moving. Make a commitment to live out Sabbath, a day every week to worship, gather, rest, and center your life on what is most important. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What difference does worship make? What difference does Sabbath make? What has happened in your life when you have ignored God's command to rest? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.